Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Bobes. This is the audio diary of my life. It must be the ninth, I'm thinking now, of the month that we were in yesterday. Same month. 7th, 8th. 9th, yes, that's it. I'm just checking in my diary in case there's any things I need to worry about. We're off to the Barbara O'Neill thing later on this month. I've got a video that's going to go out about that. The sun is shining. It's quarter past seven, something like that, and or a bit later, perhaps. Looks like a nice day, but days are getting shorter now, aren't they? Which is a bit of a blow. Means you can't be outside quite as much. Well, you can. It is darker. So the days don't really actually get any shorter, depending on, the sun doesn't suddenly take a lot faster to go around the moon. It's just it's lower, isn't it? And we get less light, which can be a frustrating thing. Yesterday, talking about shortening time and things, Julia and I watched, because I've been talking about it on the show, the Morlocks and things. We watched the 1960s George Powell version of The Time Machine. George Powell directed it. Julia hadn't seen it, so and I hadn't seen it for a long, long time, so I thought we'd watch it with Rod Taylor. And it's a good film of its time. It is a bit dated now, of course, but of its time, it was probably quite, well, it was very good. And I remember watching it as a young man and was very impressed. It was very impressionable back then, the special effects that they used. Achoo! Excuse me. But, of course, now it's a classic film, an epoch-changing film, I suppose. And it got people thinking about time and what it meant and, humanity and where it goes. And, of course, it's very interesting to see the prediction of Wells' idea of the wars that go on and the fact that in the end people are very simple. But of course it is fiction, and it goes up to 80 something, can't remember the date, so here we are in 2025. I mean, I don't think they could quite visualize that things were going to go to pot in such a short space of time. Although he, in 1966, although the film is in 1960, it predicted that in 1966 there would be nuclear explosions which would wipe out most of the humans and so on and so forth. I suppose that was very much on people's minds going through all that whole bloody period. The question really is did they ever have any nuclear explosions anyway? And do they still? Are they still pretending? I mean, I don't know, but of course it's difficult really to know anything that's going on. There are so many narratives and things in the last 100 years that have been told to us which turn out not to be true at all, or seemingly not true, and they continually push certain agendas, don't they? So who knows? Who knows the secret of the black magic box? Probably the people who put whatever is in the black magic box into it, I guess. So I was also doing my artwork for the book, and I was talking to Steve and Jane from the Good Food Project yesterday, who will very kindly said that they will stock my book, which might be a solution for me in terms of getting it out to people, because more effectively, because I don't want to, I suppose not really a pioneer as such, but trying not to use Amazon. As somebody said to me, said, well, you'll just lose sales, won't you, if you don't use Amazon, because people are lazy. they'll buy your book because it's on Amazon, because they've got an app on their thing, and it's just easy. It's just, oh yes, Vobes's book, let's buy that and see what that's like. Press a button and they don't have to do anything, and then it just arrives, you know, the lazy way. And I understand that, and it's very convenient. Of course, that's why it's been written that way. But convenience ain't everything. If we are going to beat the system, if we are going to have meaningful lives, we mustn't give ourselves up to corporations. That's my belief. But people obviously disagree with me, and they have every right to disagree. I always say that. They can disagree as much as they damn well like. My view is purely my view. But I do think if we continue to let dead entities, corporations, take over, what's our role? So, but of course, that does mean that I'll have to store the books, I'll have to post the books, and I get all the profit from the books, of course, rather than somebody like Amazon, who would take a cut. But that's the effort involved in, and if one is, hopefully by that time we've got access to the land, you know, one can't be in two places at the same time. I suppose that's what I'm trying to say. I've got a video which I recorded yesterday for today, which will go out this morning, and probably about lunchtime as well. So that will be good. I'm just looking at my emails to see if there's anything exciting to report on. Not really. Anyway, that's that. Good. I've got to do, I've got a couple of things on the manuscript just to do on the layout, but I had it all checked over and it seems okay. So at some point I've got to whick over some money, presumably, and get these books printed, which would be good. The cat is sitting on my desk, aren't you? I'm surprised you're still here. I thought you'd be up an atom, as it were, plaguing me for some food. But no, you're just sitting there. Sometimes he does do this, don't you? He just takes himself off to sit on my desk next to my keyboard. Funny old game, isn't it? Funny old game. Oh, here comes the lovely Julia to witness where the cat is.
Right in front of you again.
Yes, right next to, he was there when I came in.
Yeah.
So he'd been there, and he's not rushed to have his food this morning or go out to do his ablutions. We had a bit of, I've got to make a little announcement for Father John. If anybody listens to me and also watches Father John, and if you don't know who I'm talking about, then none of this matters. But if you are one of those people who listen to this and watch Father John, he asked me to make an announcement, which I should do in a little video and put it on my pipe smoking channel. Unfortunately, and it's very sad, his Bengal cat, which is barely more than a kitten, he's only had it like 3 months, if that, he fears is dead, run over. There was some...
Did he want that bit told out
there? Yeah. He told me to let... And it, so therefore he's not making any... videos for a while, because he's, as he said, you know, it's like he's got to pull himself back together again. He'd built up this rather lovely relationship, as you do with an animal. He's off grid, pretty much, living in a caravan whilst he's renovating a house. It won't be, properly off grid. There'll be electricity and things, but you know, he's out in the sticks. Let's put it like that. In Shropshire, and so of course he's on his own, and he's got this cat to keep him company, and then he's have a you have an attachment, don't you? And then suddenly something happens, and he obviously is, you know, very bereft at the moment. So he's not making videos. He just texted me and he said, "Look, I've got this sad news. I'm not feeling 100% at the moment," and I absolutely get that. And that's, you know. So he said, "Would you mind letting people know?" I said, "Of course not." So I don't know how if people listen or watch him on this, you know, on the Naked Englishman. But I will do something today and get it out this evening, I think, on his behalf. I will just double check that he's still in that frame of mind. And I did once try and speak to him, but he wasn't really up for it, and I don't blame him, really. He wants to speak to me. Anyway, oh, the cat is slowly getting himself up. I think when you tinker in the kitchen, he starts to realise there's something. There might be some food, so he's going to go off and do that. Anyway, I'm not going to make this one a long one because I've made a couple of long ones recently, and I hope that they've been of interest. But I'll keep this one very short, as I've got lots to get on with today. So I will say thank you for listening, and I will catch up with you no doubt tomorrow. Take care and have a good day.